Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Andrew Wiggins, you wanted to bring up Andrew Wiggins. And look, when he got traded here, a lot of people were like, I don't know. Last offseason.
I think it was fair.
Last offseason, a lot of Ben Simmons talk. And I was just like, dude, don't trade Andrew Wiggins for Ben Simmons. I know Wiggins can give me 18, and he's not scared to shoot. All right? I know he's going to play comparable defense to what Ben Simmons does. And we saw that on display yesterday. So you got POME, product of your environment, right? Product of the environment. And Andrew Wiggins spoke on that yesterday. He spoke on that. Klay Thompson spoke on it as well. Where's my Wiggins cut? But he basically talked about being here, picking up full court, trying to just pick up the championship DNA. Let's hear from Curry on Wiggins' defense, and then we'll talk about the little things that he does.
Mm-hmm. He took the challenge, and Luka's tough, man. Like, he still finds a way to control possessions. You got to assume he'll shoot a little bit better. But Wiggs was relentless. Every possession he was out there on him. That's all we really want. Like, even if Luka has his numbers, you just want him at the end of the day feel like he had to work for everything he got and not give him anything easy. We have to be able to help him on the backside, our rotations, and they want to try to bring, you know, me and JP into the pick and rolls, communicate the Wiggs, let him know where it's coming from and be on a string. But that point of attack, Wiggs was awesome, and he's showing what he's capable of on that end of the floor.
And here's Wiggins talking about his time in Golden State, Shasky.
It helps me see a different side of the game, being here, culture, you know, the people, organization, you know, most importantly, being around, you know, winners, you know, on a winning team, winning organization, Hall of Famers, future Hall of Famers, you know, it's been great. You know, I'm enjoying it. You know, we got a chance here to do something special, so I'm going to enjoy every part of the way.
And a guy smiling ear to ear, you heard that, culture.
Yeah.
Culture. I see a different NBA here in the Bay Area. I see a different NBA when I'm playing alongside a champion, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green, and, oh, by the way, Kevon Looney.
Being a product of your environment is so much about your life. Now, can you overcome these things? LeBron James was drafted by one of the worst organizations in the history of sports, right? And he brought them, I mean, dragged them up from nothing into something. Now, eventually, it wasn't enough and he had to leave. Steph Curry, you know, was drafted by one of the worst organizations in history. Yep. Now, Steph deserves a ton of credit, but they also get credit for surrounding him with great talent and making shrewd trades to bring in guys like Andrew Bogut. And so, you know, I think that's a great combination of the two. But so many other guys who just aren't as good as those two players, they truly... Their success depends on where they land. I mean, look at every year with the quarterback classes that are coming out.
Yep.
Like, Trevor Lawrence is the greatest prospect since Andrew Luck.
Which is a joke.
Well, he inherits Urban Meyer. How'd that go for him last year?
No.
You know? Andrew Luck, who was great. I mean, great. Inherited a team that could not draft anyone around him to keep him upright. And it eventually cost him his career. Mm-hmm. You know? And so I look at someone like Andrew Wiggins, drafted by a horrible organization, surrounded by a bunch of me type of guys, not put in a position to succeed and never living up to expectations. Now that he's in the right spot with the Golden State Warriors, surrounded by a great cast, he has come into his own. He has seen his full maturation process. It's the car wash. We've seen this in other sports, Bonte. Guys who are higher profile. Randy Moss goes to the Raiders. Yep. And what happened?
Flames out. Goes to New England. Breaks the wide receiver touchdown record with 23 touchdowns. True story. I was in Fantasy Football League, obviously, that year. And the one auto pick I had was Randy Moss. Mm-hmm. And I threw a temper tantrum in the chat, text thread. I don't want Randy Moss. I don't want Randy Moss coming off those two Raider seasons. And by week 8, I was like, Yeah, Randy Moss is not on the block.
Yeah.
I'm keeping him.
He's an MVP candidate. But, I mean, that's a great example of a guy in the right place at the right time, and he could become the full best version of himself. Mm-hmm. And I think so many times in sports, we lack these contextual conversations that explain, like for example, Luka right now. How many times have they tried to find a running mate to go alongside Luka? They've tried. It's been difficult. Yep. They struck out in free agency. Yep. They swung a trade for Kristaps Porzingis. Mm-hmm. They tried it out. It didn't work. You know, and they're going to continue to tinker until they find the right combinations. Wiggins is in the right place at the right time for him. Perfect. And we're seeing now he's getting the appreciation he deserves. That defense, the way he was contesting his offense last night.
Well,
dude, I'm so happy for him.
Well, picking up 94 feet on Luka Doncic
is unbelievable.
He's picking up 94 feet. And he said last night, I don't get tired. I don't get tired. I'm still young. Mm-hmm. I still have fresh legs. Two, that's his conference finals debut.
Yeah.
He's been waiting to get
that's
to this moment.
That's crazy.
His conference finals debut. He gets to the All-Star game, and everybody's ripping him for being the worst All-Star starter of all time. Okay, that's unfair. That's unfair. You want to call him the worst All-Star starter because he went through a slump? That's fine. The whole damn team went through a slump. Warriors went through a slump. They're one of the worst teams after January 5th. They were barely over 500.
Jamal McGlure on line one. All right? The guy was a 9 seed at the time. He made the All-Star game. Get out of here.
Right.
He's like the fourth best Hornet.
Dude, so Andrew Wiggins, and this is something I touch on at NBA. JaVale McGee, Sam Lubman, our producer, came in during the break. Remember JaVale McGee? He was a training camp invite for the Golden State Warriors. I'm done. Shaq had kind of killed him.
Yeah.
He was goofy.
Yeah.
That's how you know he's a two-time champion. He's with the Phoenix Suns. Now he's a gold medal winner. And now he looks like a very comparable big man.
Yes.
Very serviceable.
Look at Otto Porter Jr. Otto Porter Jr. was, he got paid. He can't stay healthy.
He's out of shape.
Don't you feel like Otto Porter Jr., the way they've managed it has been brilliant. Brilliant. I mean, he deserves credit.
Yep.
The Warriors deserve credit. But like now, if you're Otto, you could stay here if you want. I mean, you're obviously going to take less money.
Right.
Or you look around, you're like, I bet somebody's going to want a multi-year deal for Otto Porter Jr. to bring a little bit of that winner vibe.
Yep. And you know what? If you're Otto Porter Jr., like, I made my money. I've got it great here. Great system.
I could be the Iggy, essentially, version of that.
I could be a 7th, 8th man.
Sean Livingston.
Get my 20 minutes a game. It'd be cool. So,
and become iconic.
And so, like, I've seen this all the time, whether it's the Lakers or the Bulls. And Dennis Rodman. The Bulls took a chance on Dennis Rodman, and they coached 3 championships out of it. All right?
Yes.
Say, we're going to deal with the goofiness. Yes. We're going to deal with him doing his thing. We know that's Dennis Rodman. Let's give him a little break, but we know how to manage people. You have to have those type of people in an organization that the Warriors do with Bob Myers, Steve Kerr, Mike Brown, Kenny Atkinson now. They've had all these great coaches, Chris DeMarco, Bruce Frazier, who we'll talk to at 8:30, Q, who's the assistant coach for the Golden State Warriors. The environment with the Warriors is so underrated, and I think the casual basketball fan, or people just look at the talent right on the floor. But sometimes fits matter and cultures matter. What? And as long as you have Steph Curry, your culture is going to be a positive one. Despite Draymond Green sometimes flying off the handle, but they got the people to coax him in and rein him in and get him to produce. So Andrew Wiggins, he's balling right now. This is his coming out party.
And when you see him smiling as much as he has, so I've seen him smile more in this playoff run than I've ever seen him smile.
He's smiling ear to ear. He's having fun.
Can't everyone relate to this? When you're at work and you're working with people you like and you're in an environment that makes you feel comfortable to be you, aren't you going to get the best productivity out of yourself?
No doubt.
And I feel like that's what's happening for Andrew Wiggins. And I'm just so happy for him. And I'm happy that the NBA just as a whole is recognizing what he can do on a championship caliber team.
And he's having a hell of a postseason run.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.